It's story time. Mary, what's your story today?
I got my what's with. You want me to go last? Right. Or you want
what's
me to go now?
With?
Okay. What is with mattress obsession on President's Day?
Lot of sales.
Well, I know that, but why?
George Washington slept here. That's where it all comes from.
Dealerships do the President's Day sales, too.
They do, but people are obsessed with mattresses. It's just Memorial Day, Labor Day, President's Day. I mean, do people really need mattresses that much? How often do you guys change your mattress? When was the last time? I mean, do you, like, put a label on it? Like, we bought this in, 2015.
I think that's a great question because I'm shocked by how many mattress stores there are. How many, like, stores would go out, like Blockbusters, and they're like cockroaches. The mattress stores always fill in.
Yeah.
Right?
They do. They take over.
That.
I mean, because there isn't, so I'm like, why? Because there's an increase of shopping on holidays. That's true, especially big ticket items. People have nothing to do if they have the day off, so they go shopping, right? That creates a competitive market, so that makes companies offer better deals. But actually, the best time to buy a mattress is not now. It's in March or April, I read. So stores are usually closing out their older models then. But, I'm trying to remember the last time we bought our new mattress.
And for us, the last time we bought one, and it's happening more and more, it comes in a box to your house.
Yes. Yeah. The ones you roll.
So if you were offered a bed that had been cleaned but once had bed bugs at half price, would you take it?
No.
No.
Well, why
there's
not?
Eggs in there. There's
would you?
Eggs in there.
Half price is it's nothing to sneeze at.
You're guaranteed hives all over yourself the next morning.
But you wouldn't because it's clean.
We bought a Stearns & Foster 8 years ago, and when we bought it, they said, 8 years, 8 to 10 years, and it's
of course they're going to tell you that.
Well, but it's true. They put it. They don't last long. If you bought one 30 years ago, you could probably still be using it. If you bought one 8 to 10 years ago, it's probably not as good as it was.
So. Well, how do you know you need a new one besides the big indentation from the you know what?
Every President's Day, that's when I buy mine.
Yeah, your back.
They remind you.
Oh, your back hurts too. That's the only other thing. But I got to figure out when we bought this mattress. I have no idea.
What's your story, Kevin?
Valentine's Day. Lisa, you're going out to dinner, right?
Yes.
9:30, you'll be asleep.
No. And he got me flowers and chocolates and a piece of jewelry.
Wow.
And you gave him?
Well, I haven't given it to him yet, so in case he, for some reason, is actually listening,
right,
I can't say.
Which isn't likely.
Well, according to this article in the Washington Post, it says men may be more romantic than women, experts say.
He really is. He's much better at this than I am.
Because they know they'll be in trouble.
So you guys agree?
Yeah. In my case, he's definitely more romantic when it comes to gift giving. When it comes to every day, I'm more romantic.
Wow. Well, that's pretty much the story.
I gave my husband an anti-Valentine's Day card.
No one's surprised by that, Mary.
It was great.
What does it say?
I forgot, but it was funny.
What did it say?
I don't remember.
It was this morning?
Yeah. I bought it about a week ago.
You need to know what it said.
I don't remember.
Well, what is an anti-Valentine's Day card?
It's just, here's your card.
Here's your effing card?
Well, it doesn't say that word, but it's kind of, that's basically the gist of the card, and yeah.
Wow. Well, happy Valentine's Day to Steve.
It was kind of on sale, too. I mean, I think it was 2 for $4.
Did it ever have bed bugs?
I don't know. We're not into it. We're just not into Valentine's Day.
I like every holiday. You know that.
Yeah, I'm not
I
into
it. I know you are.
I'm lucky in that I think Sharon's being honest when neither one of us cares too much about the holidays.
Well, Steve did give me a book. He gave me a book, which is nice.
Well, Steve is her husband, everyone.
My other Steve, yeah.
Oh.
It's your only Steve, frankly.
Yeah. There's too many Steves in this world.
What's your story today, Steve Bertrand?
Okay, so you guys are going to have to help me with the labels because I really don't get them. But there's a study out from Resume Genius that says Gen Z is more likely to blur the romantic line at work. A new survey shows that nearly half of Gen Z workers have had a physical relationship with a coworker.
More than half?
More than half. And that really surprised me. So Gen Z are what? They're the younger ones? They're all younger.
Yeah. I mean, they're,
than us, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. So there's that. So they're Kevin, what are they, like 20s?
They're like mid-teens to late 20s.
Okay,
roughly.
Late 20s. So they're,
wait, they're having affairs?
Age group,
what's the
I
deal?
Think the same thing was happening.
Yeah, you're Randy, right? So that's when... But here's the thing. Compare that to millennials, of only 5% of Gen Xers, 3% of boomers. So let me read that again. More than 1 in 10 have dated their boss or direct report. That is according to this survey. While a similar number of millennials have slept with a coworker, that number drops to 35% for Gen X and 21% for baby boomers. 21% compared to 50%. I thought that the baby boomers were the ones who were always knocking around with their coworkers. That's where it got us in trouble with the Me Too movement, right?
Yeah, but they might be saying that's where they are now. I think when they were younger, they were certain to do things they weren't.
So, like, they're asking maybe within the last year?
I don't know what the question was, but if you ask baby boomers, hey, are you having sex with your boss? They're going to say no.
Well, this is.
But I used to.
The question is have had a physical relationship with a coworker.
So ever. Okay.
Yeah. And so compare that to 7% of millennials, 5% of Gen Xers, 3% of boomers. That's having slept with your boss or direct report.
I would not. You don't ever make that mistake. Don't ever, because somebody's getting fired. It's never going
to
end well.
Yeah, it's kind of harder to do now because everybody works from home.
Well, okay, we'll have to ponder
that. They never
that.
See their bosses except on a Zoom call or something.
Except it could be easier because you're
at home.
You're at home.
That's having right. a sex day like Steve had yesterday.
Hey, that's personal.
Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.